This is Joan Breibart, and it's Body Conversations, April 28th. And the subject is Losing Weight with Ozempic is Not the Easy Way Out. It's the Correct Way. Forget calories, hormones rule. So I use this title because in the past few weeks, of course, the subject of Ozempic comes up, and the first thing every person who is in love with wellness will say is, oh, this is they're taking the easy way out. But what really motivated me to do this was Bill Maher on his show had Jillian Michaels. You all remember her, I'm sure, from The Biggest Loser, and that afterwards, these messed up bodies became even more messed up. In other words, her screaming at people to exercise more and eat healthy produced some weight loss, which then was reversed, and then the metabolism was ruined and the spirit and everything else. So she should be the last person to comment on Ozempic having a reputation as someone who beats up bodies and has all kinds of weird things related to eating collagen and protein and whatever. But instead, everyone forgets because there's such an allure to this failed formula, calories in, calories out. Now, true, if you've made trillions of dollars, which it has, right, beginning in 1963 when Weight Watchers started. Oh, by the way, Weight Watchers stock, I think, hit $1.65, maybe now it's $1.70, but it's going down, down, down. And Weight Watchers in 2012 was doing almost $2 billion. Maybe it'll do $800,000, and that's selling food. Anyway, Peloton is the stock is at $3.10. It was $163. Anyway, it's pretty obvious that people are fleeing from these abusive and ridiculous programs. But at the same time, everyone is mouthing the same old, eat healthy and exercise more and eat less. Of course, eat less is something that never happens if you follow the healthy point of view, because that means you're having very low calorie vegetables and some fruits. And what does that mean? You're going to be eating more quantity. So when we said, and it was more than 15 years ago, Meredith Luce, who knows more about nutrition than anyone, forget calories, hormones rule, that was long before they had figured out exactly how to fix this problem of unbalanced hormones, which has led to ravenous hunger. Ravenous, I mean, so unnatural. And now we have, for the first time, some drug system that will ultimately be a pill, so easy. I mean, it is in some cases already. And what does it do? It takes this ravenous hunger and it downsizes it. Then your body downsizes. Then everything starts to work properly. And this is hard for people to accept, I guess, that the issue is not, you know, what foods you're eating, but why do you have this hunger, this nonstop, horrible, ever-present hunger? I can remember, I may have mentioned this, that watching television and seeing a huge obese woman talking to a doctor and explaining that she's eating a huge meal and 10 minutes later when she's finished, she's hungry. And that sounded like she was delusional, but no, it was true. And that's what people have to look at when they see obese people and think, oh, well, they don't have any willpower. That's their problem. And they don't want to exercise, right? This is why maybe using the word disease is not horrible, even though it's not a disease. but it's a condition. It's one that was self-created, but not because they understood what they were doing. So they were suckered into programs that led to this outcome, which is a horrible outcome, right? I mean, it is always hard for people to understand, even though they can look at all of history of famines and wars and, you know, concentration camps and the worst, that people, when fed very little, lose their hunger, which is the only way they could survive. So it doesn't seem like that's something that you can explain to people, even if they're not hungry all the time. But of course, being hungry all the time is not normal. And more than 20 years ago, scientists were thinking that obese people had leptin resistance. No, first that's what they concluded. I'm sorry, I should go back. They thought they didn't have leptin, which is a hormone, right? Of course, they found they had leptin, just like everybody else, and ghrelin, and insulin, and cortisol, and the estrogen, and all these hormones that are affecting us. But it wasn't working, so they called it leptin resistance. But in the early stages of the investigation, they thought, well, maybe these people have no leptin. That's what's not present, so therefore they're hungry all the time. But anyway, all of this has been now sorted out. And in a way, maybe we should thank the wellness world for leading people astray. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but as I now find out that maybe part of this research into hormones and semaglutide and these other things that I can barely pronounce may have uncovered a drug that will stop Parkinson's. I mean, stop the progression of this disease. And I know three people right now who have Parkinson's, and every day they're worried whether when they get up it'll be worse, right? So fortunately, I know someone who is head of the Parkinson's Worldwide Association, and he's getting me information on this drug. But anyway, it's not available yet. But so you have something that can help so many people. We already know that it can be used to stop other addictions besides this eating thing. It can stop smoking and alcohol, maybe even gambling, who knows. Obviously, it stops sleep apnea. Now, I don't know if that's just a direct thing or is it a result of some hormonal thing. Sleep apnea is a huge problem, and people have to buy these very expensive machines, which I'm sure are uncomfortable, and that's now going to be eliminated. No more, right? It's like getting rid of, you know, some other kind of thing that we thought we'd have to live with, like polio, right? So there's so many good things that will happen as a result of doing this research into why people are obese and why all these diets and exercises have failed. But I want to get into the exercise thing because this is the one that I find so annoying, I guess because of all my years doing Pilates. And I think everybody who teaches or does Pilates knows that it, when the whole thing started in, let's say, 1970, and Joe was dead, he died in 67, Pilates should have been in the forefront, but of course it wasn't, because it wasn't fat burning, right? That's what it was. It wasn't fat burning. Fat burning meant was you abuse your body, and you're sweating a lot, and supposedly these, you know, calories just evaporate, right? So, you know, let's talk about what happens when you do these abusive fat-burning exercises. And this is very relevant now as we're working on this pool program, because smart people who are fat and want to exercise know that if they do it in the pool, it's going to be safer. Now, you know, we're not talking now that their primary thing is burning calories, so they probably also want that, or they think they'll get it. But they're protecting their joints, which is smart, and they're having fun. And the water's very soothing, right? So these classes are very, very popular, and they should be. And so that's someone looking at exercise and seeing how, and of course they didn't know about Pilates when these classes started, really. What can they do to keep moving, even though they're carrying probably another 50, 60 or more pounds on their frame. So that's good. That's a good part about it. But then it gets you into what people are doing who are not in the water and feel like they need to overwork their body and harm their joints and everything else because they need to torch these calories. So anyone who does that kind of exercise knows immediately that cortisol goes up. That's what happens. And what happens when your cortisol is elevated is that you feel hungry. You know, it talks to your brain, it talks, interacts with insulin, it's some complicated thing, but that's it, you're hungry. And what does it mean when you're hungry? Well, you've just worked out and killed yourself just about, so you deserve to eat, right? Meredith used to say they should put a dispensary right on the treadmill, food dispensary. But anyway, but what has this led to? Every type of exercise regimen telling you how many calories you burn. I mean, just saying it, you have to laugh. I mean, as if I, who 5'6" and 125 pounds, has never been an ounce overweight, is going to be getting the same calorie burn as somebody who is my height and weighs 225 pounds. So, you know, we know this stuff doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. So all kinds of exercise regimens are branded with how many calories you're going to torch. Then, of course, that's led to all of this labeling of food and beverage. I think it's appropriate for beverages because it's more relevant how many calories are in a Coke. But what I call American Beaujolais, of course. Anyway, but you know, it doesn't help people to have calories on a can of soup. It really doesn't, because you eat things with other things, and it's how you digest them and how you chew them, and every single thing is comes into play as to what caloric absorption happens for you, not someone else. So that has led to this, you know, detour again, where it's minimizing enjoyment and interrupting the development and education of your palate, which is so important. So everything has been, you know, slotted into this calories in, calories out, and everyone has to overlook what it does to hormones, what it does to your joints, how it changes how you feel about what you can eat and what you can't eat, or, and all of these artificial things that give you guilt, right? Because you are tired from the exercise and incredibly hungry, and then you're going to deny yourself what you really want to eat, what will taste good in your mouth, because of some directive from some wellness person. So again, dismissing Ozempic and Mounjaro and Wegovy and all the others that are coming out is just really short-sighted, but it's almost, in fact, I don't know, it's just really thoughtless. And it shows how people are fixated on it, this calorie thing, and it's probably just because of the money and because of how they've branded themselves. And, you know, this is a big disruption, no question about it. But people should know that big market research firms are looking at this whole wellness area, which is in the trillions, because they have to turn out reports, which investment firms then present to people with money who want to put their money in the best areas. And they've now determined that so many exercise regimens are going to be considered faddish by the public, and they will lose favor. And that will include a lot of favorites, such as all kinds of cycling things and Orange Theory type things and HIIT and bar even. That was amazing to me, because I've always been perplexed that really good Pilates teachers would want to train people with barre, B-A-R-R-E, which is so antithetical to Pilates concepts. So at this point, I had to say this because I know what the future is. Sorry, and I've known for a long time. And that's why 80 Bytes is finally getting some recognition, and it has to get more and more because it will solve a lot of problems. It works with these drugs. It does the same thing. It's sort of a natural Ozempic. Now, it's certainly not going to be as fast, and people will have to go through a lot of changes in their head to understand something this simple. But still, when you're brainwashed, which people are brainwashed about this, they have to, you know, disrupt that circuit that's feeding them this guilt in producing information, and, you know, relieve the real estate in their brain of all this stuff, just stuff that torments them and doesn't help them. So Jillian Michaels will suffer. There's no question. All these people will, there's nothing they can do. They can get on a top show and where somebody like Bill Maher, who should know better, and I never thought he was a wellness bitch, but he is a thinker, and I cannot comprehend how he didn't see through this, but that's what it's all about. And when someone says, is it safe? You have to say, The World Health Organization says that if you have a 35-inch waist, you are obese. The average female in America is close to 39 inches. Oh, that's a lot of people, right? Metabolic syndrome, supposedly, according, this is the CDC saying this, and NIH, 96 million of our 330 million people have this, which is pre-diabetes. And then there's about 50 million with diabetes, we're talking type 2, and fortunately only a tiny number, you know, less than a percent, I guess, people who have type 1, which is just awful. But is it safe to have diabetes? Is it safe to have metabolic syndrome? Is it safe to have fatty liver? That's 100 million. Is it safe? No, of course it's not safe. And all of this going on about healthy is really, as we all know, a cover. I mean, I am considered the healthiest person. Now, some of that is that people know me and I'm never sick, so they think I'm healthy, right? But it's mostly what I look like. I'm not fat, I'm thin, and I have a lot of energy, and I don't have any wrinkles, and I'm 83, so therefore I'm healthy. But for the past year, I've had stage 4 lymphoma cancer. I was walking around, I look good, right? And I did everything. But you have to say to people when they do this healthy number, oh, to be healthy, healthy. It's just really a euphemism for not being fat. And if you're not fat, there are many diseases you may be able to avoid, but it doesn't mean you're healthy. It just means you're not going to get as many things going wrong as you would if you were fat. And, you know, this is all going to come out because there are real solutions. Real solutions, and they're based on hormones, and they work. And yes, it's not the easy way out. It's the correct way. You need to adjust your hormones so you're not ravenously hungry, and you're not overeating. Remember, let me say one more thing on this subject, which is so inflammatory. 1 billion people out of 8 are starving. Another billion don't have enough to eat. So I just think we've got to get away from having everybody believing they need some diet which requires all kinds of specialized whatevers, because that's selfish and silly. So more about this as we downsize.